to the Shine with Sophie podcast. I'm your host, mindset and business coach, trainee EFT tapping, NLP, time techniques and hypnosis practitioner, business and Spanish graduate, and most of all, founder of the Shine community, movement and soul mission. I am here to expand your mind and entire being, guide you back to your power and potential, connect you with yourself and your soul, and bring you the teachings and tools to create your dream life and business from being the truest embodiment of yourself. Thank you for choosing to be here. I invite you to open your heart and mind while listening, and I'll see you on the other side. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Shine with Sophie podcast. I'm so excited that you have chosen this episode to listen to, because I feel like a lot of people need to hear this episode, and it's something that a lot of us struggle with, and it's real and it's normal to feel, and it's something that affected me and can still affect me. So I am bringing to you a nice solo episode. But I'm bringing you a solo episode all around three lessons to integrate to overcome your fear of judgment. Okay, and the reason I'm making this episode is I've noticed in a lot of my clients, within my own personal experience, within conversations that I'm having, a lot of the girls in the Aura Elevation Challenge that I'm running as we speak with Maggie and Carly, a lot of the fears that have been coming up is this fear of judgment. So I was like, right, okay, let's dive into this. I don't know why I don't dive into it a lot, because it is real and it's normal to fear this judgment, especially with this generation we live in, the society we live in. It's just, as a human, it's normal to care what other people think and to fear their judgment. But with these three lessons that I'm going to unpack with you guys today and kind of talk through, hopefully it will allow this fear to maybe quieten so that you can take action on the things that you want to take and not have such a strong fear of what other people may think of you. And I feel like I'm a really good person to talk about this topic about, because fear of judgment was literally the strongest fear. When I first got into the space, when I first started my podcast, when I was putting myself out there, but just even growing up, I always feared that judgment. I always thought people were talking about me. I always thought that when people were having conversations beside me, they were talking about me. I just always thought I was being judged. And it took a huge, huge toll, and it hugely impacted me and how I felt about myself. And then obviously when I found this self-development world and I started to put myself out there, those fears were really, really loud. And I remember when I was showing up online and sharing my voice and starting my podcast, like, it was the fear of judgment that was so loud in my mind. But I didn't allow it to hold me back. Clearly, because we're here, right? We're here. So I'm going to unpack these three lessons I have personally integrated and embodied, which has allowed me to not allow these fears of judgment, this fear of judgment or other people's opinions, to really hold me back in stepping into what I want to step into and who I want to be and how I want to show up in my life. But just know, if you do fear judgment and you do care what other people think, that's normal. It's so fucking normal. But the thing is, if you're listening to this episode, you're choosing to be the change in this world. You're choosing to be a part of something, a part of a community, a part of a paradigm, a part of a world that wants to celebrate each other and celebrate each other and come together and stop hating each other and stop diminishing each other and pulling each other down, but actually coming together and rising together. So just know you're in the right place, and together we will start to decrease this fear, or decrease the amount of people that feel this fear, but also decreasing the amount of people that are judging, right? Because we're coming together and we're going to love and we're not going to hate, right? But let's get into number one. If you want to get a notepad, if you want to write some things down in your notes app on your phone, go ahead. Go ahead. But maybe you already know these lessons, but maybe you just need to hear them again for them to drop deeper into your body and kind of hit you in a different way, right? So just let them be. But number one, and I will always say it forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, and you've probably heard it before, but other people's judgments are a reflection of them. It has nothing to do with you. So if someone is having an opinion towards who you're being or what you're doing or what you want to step into or what you want to create or whatever it is, and they have a negative opinion or judgment onto you, that is actually a reflection of their own fears, of their own insecurities and limitations. They are projecting how they feel within themselves onto your situation, onto your circumstance. So it has nothing to do with you, and that's why a lot of my work and a lot of what I've done within myself the past few years is about coming inwards and trusting my intuition, because throughout my entire life I was always seeking that external validation. I didn't think I knew what was best for me, but also I always thought I was being judged, and I always cared what other people thought of me, which was like disconnecting myself to the trust in myself and the knowing that I had within me. So that's why a lot of the work I do is like coming inwards, so that you can trust yourself and who you want to be and what you want to do, so you don't care as much what other people think, or you don't have to allow their projections to hold you back or to steer you in a direction you don't want to go in, because you are so connected to yourself and you trust yourself that even if people do project their opinions onto you, you have cultivated that deep level of trust that you, one, know it is a reflection of them, it has nothing to do with you, but two, you can still stand firmly in what you believe to be true for you and what you believe is right for you. So here I would actually invite you to do a bit of a deeper reflection on where you don't like trust yourself and where you are allowing people's projections and fears and insecurities to hold you back and to be louder than your own trust in yourself. Oh, that was good, right? I'm going to give you this little affirmation. So if you want to write this down, okay, and it is, even though others may not understand or support my goals and desires, I know that their opinion of me is really just a reflection of them. And I choose to completely and deeply trust in myself. Putting that somewhere that you see every day. Putting it somewhere, the first thing you see. I've got a little affirmation stuck right on my bed, at my bedside table, and before I even get out of my bed, I'll repeat it, and it'll be the first thing that I kind of like allow to enter my body and enter into me before I start a day. So if this fear is something that is kind of loud, it's really loud right now for you, leaning into that affirmation or leaning into a similar affirmation that really does connect with you, maybe tapping it or repeating it constantly for a long period of time, sitting at a mirror and repeating it, and really starting to release this fear so that you can start to take action on yourself and not allow this fear to hold you back. Because the thing is, it's probably always going to be there. It will just not be as loud, because I still have that fear of what other people may think or like what they're saying about the things I may be doing. But I don't allow it to hold me back. I don't attach myself to it anymore. It doesn't affect me and stop me from still continuing on the path, from still sitting in front of this microphone and doing what I'm doing, because of all the different practices that I'm leaning into, and just also with the next two lessons that I have got coming as well. So have that affirmation, play around with it if you want to. But number two, I You may not want to hear this one, but number two is your fear of judgment or what other people think about you could be a reflection of the judgment or shame or lack of acceptance that you place on yourself. Because I always thought people were judging me, like I said, and never really allowed others to give me compliments. I just thought everything that people were saying about me was just not nice. And now that I have went into myself and cultivated some that deep unconditional love and acceptance for who I am from within, I one receive so much more love. And I allow myself to receive it and I accept it and I say thank you. Instead of focusing all my energy on what other people may be thinking about me negatively, my energy is focused on all the people who are like, you're fucking amazing, Sophie, that you're doing so well, or changing people's lives from who I am and all that I'm doing, and I'm putting my energy into that. So really looking at, where are you not accepting yourself? Where are you judging yourself and not completely loving yourself? And how can you start to come inwards and start cultivating that love for yourself and trust for yourself and acceptance for yourself? Because let me be the example, the embodiment and the expander for you, that as soon as you do come inwards to yourself and start cultivating that love from within, it enhances the love that you experience outwards, like in your external world. And you allow yourself to see the love that people are giving you. You allow yourself to receive the love that people want to give you, because you have a heart full of love for yourself, and you loved yourself, and you trust yourself, and you trust you're on the right path. And that's what's really, really happened for me, is that because I've came inwards and I now have a safe home within myself, and I completely love who I am and who I'm being and all that I have within me, which is not something that I stood in not long ago or just like through my whole adolescent years, I now attract incredible people and I now attract more love to me. Does that make sense? Instead of hate, instead of judgment, instead of those fears and those projections. Even people that sometimes don't really understand what I'm doing are now really beginning to just support me unconditionally and love me unconditionally and be there for me because of how I feel about myself. So that's something I want you to integrate as well, as like, how are you judging yourself? And how are you not completely loving and accepting yourself? And how is that having an impact on the fear that you're holding and the judgment that you may be experiencing or allowing to happen within your life? I also have a little affirmation for you guys for this lesson as well. Are you ready? Are you ready? Love a good affirmation. I'm actually really liking affirmations right now, especially because the ones that I have been leaning into have been working so fucking powerfully and quickly that I'm like, oh my god, that is what I was leaning into. Like, I don't know if I mentioned it on a previous episode, but I've been leaning into this affirmation every day, every morning, of I am open for today to exceed my expectations. And honestly, in the most small but also big ways, my expectations have been blown away. So I'm like, affirmations work. Leaning into positive affirmations truly work if you allow yourself to really connect with them and allow them to actually enter into your body and your heart and your soul and truly feel the power of them. So this affirmation is, even though I haven't always seen the beauty, power and light within me, I choose to completely love and accept myself moving forward and allow myself to receive unconditional love and support. Putting your energy into that. Putting your energy into the unconditional love and support that surrounds you, that wants to surround you, that wants to be there. But we're kind of too busy putting our energy into this fear of what other people think, the fear of this judgment. But as soon as you open yourself up to unconditional love and support, it will be there for you. Just like it has for me. Like, people are now really, really supporting me unconditionally, even if they don't understand what I'm doing, even if they wouldn't do it themselves. They're seeing how much I am happy, how much I'm thriving, how much it's aligned with who I actually am. And I'm allowing them to support me because I'm now not closed off. I'm now not projecting my own fear of judgment onto them. Oh my God, see, we're all mirrors, guys. We're all fucking mirrors. So that was number two. Okay, and number three. So as humans, like I've said, and living in this generation, I feel this fear will probably never go away. It's probably just, oh, it's going to be there for us all because we're humans, right? But the thing is, with real kind of integrating the other two lessons of, okay, well, it's a reflection of them. I can detach myself from how they feel and the projections they're placing on me and know that it's nothing to do with me. And two, I can come deeper inwards and learn what this is teaching me about myself and what this fear is actually mirroring back to me, is reflecting back to me and what I still need to heal within myself. So with this third one, it's really looking at how the desires on your heart and the truth that lies within you, how you can allow that to be more powerful and more important than this fear, okay? Because as humans, right, as humans, we're always going to have a level of fear. There's never not going to be something that will scare us, right? If you're listening to this, you clearly have desires on your heart, right? You have goals that you want to achieve. You have a path you want to go down. So how can you allow these desires and your goals and the life that you're creating, the version of you you want to step into and unlock, how can you allow that to be more stronger, more powerful, more important than these fears? Because that is exactly what I've done and exactly what I continue to do, is continue to come back to, why am I doing this? What is actually more important? The life that I'm creating, the desires that I have, the impact that I'm making, or somebody else's opinion of me? What is more important? So what can you do to quieten these fears and allow your desires to be stronger? Maybe it's committing to daily meditation and connecting, releasing with your breath and with affirmations or whatever it is, releasing these fears and connecting deeper to these desires, to your soul, to your truth, to who you are, and allowing that muscle to be strengthened, because that's exactly what I've done. I've allowed everything, I feel like, is a muscle, right? Your intuition's a muscle, this trust in yourself is a muscle, and it's like, how can you strengthen the love, the trust, the power and the magic of yourself and of your beliefs and of your desires and of your path, so that these fears that may pop up and may creep in don't overpower it? Does that make sense? Really looking at whatever these desires are, or whatever you're fearing that people are going to judge you on, why do you want to step into these things? Why do you want to step into this version of yourself? What is the intention behind it all? What is the visions that your heart is showing you? The desires that are calling for you, right? And why are they important to you? What makes them more stronger than this fear? How can you lean into them? How can you pour your energy into your goals and into your visions and strengthen a loving relationship with your desires? Oh my God. Okay, how are we feeling about this? How are we feeling about these three lessons? I want to keep this short and sweet. I want to keep it clear and concise and simple. But number one was obviously remembering that we're all mirrors to each other. So people projecting their judgments onto you is a reflection of them, of their own insecurities, of their own fears. But also your fear of other people judging you and caring about what other people think is reflecting back at you on how you're judging yourself and where you're not accepting yourself and loving yourself. And then how can you deepen your relationship with your desires, with the goals on your heart, with the path that you've been given, with the soul that you have been given, so that that relationship can grow stronger and stronger, more stronger than this toxic relationship that we may have with this fear of judgment. I hope that those three lessons have maybe given you a sigh of relief of, okay, I'm not alone in feeling this way, and there's ways that I can move through this fear and release this fear and become more stronger than this fear. So let me know how you found this. Let me know which lesson relates most with where you're at and what you're going to choose to integrate. Send me a message on Instagram. I would love to hear and love to connect with you guys. But if deepening your relationship with yourself and your trust in yourself and the love for yourself and your desires and getting clean on these desires and cultivating the confidence to really step into them is something that you want to commit to this year and commit to moving forward, and you desire the support and the guidance to do so more than just a nice little 20 minute podcast episode of some lessons, I want to invite you into my True To You 12 week group coaching program. If you're listening to this in real time, you have 2 days. There are 2 days left to jump in to my 12 week signature group program, True To You. And this 12 week experience is really just focused on unlocking and stepping into your true self and creating an unshakable confidence and relationship with her, with your true self and her path. So if that sounds like something that you want to dive into, there is a link in the show notes to apply, or you can come over to my Instagram at _shinewithsophie. I have a load of information about it on my Instagram, or you can shoot me a DM, ask me any questions. I will not force you to come into it. If you just want to ask questions and kind of understand a bit more, we can have a nice little free clarity call as well. So maybe we can just chat about where you are within yourself and your life, where you want to be, and if this experience is something that would support you in there. But I'm so excited to host this 12-week experience again and support more of you in diving deeper into yourself and releasing these fears and really unlocking this true version of yourself, so that you can create a life and a version of yourself, a business, whatever it is, that is completely true to you. Oh my god, I'm so excited for it. But yes, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please share it to your stories, tag me in it, or if you're feeling a little nice, leaving a little rating and review. I always love that and makes me smile. So thank you very much for listening to this short but sweet episode, and I will see you all next week. Love yous.